cases, election interference. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump posted that a short time ago on Truth Social, writing the criminal case in New York he'll attend a hearing in today should be dismissed, claiming there's no crime. He's charged with falsifying business records and payments to keep an alleged affair secret in 2016. In the civil fraud case, he has until today to come up with a very pricey bond to appeal a fine he calls fraudulent.
New York Judge Arthur Engoron determined that former President Trump lied about the value of Trump properties to obtain better loans and insurance policies. And while the former president's liable for $454 million, over $100,000 in interest has accrued each day it's unpaid. The former president's attorneys tried to post bond on the amount so they could appeal the case, but none of the surety companies would do it, citing the high amount.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, if the former president does not post that bond, Attorney General Letitia James could start to seize Trump assets. Now to the illegal immigration border crisis that's become a big Trump campaign issue, Vice President Harris tells ABC's This Week.
The former president would prefer to run on a problem instead of fix a problem.
Fox's Peter Ducey reports.
Vice President Harris is going to make an announcement later on today that she has raised over $5 billion since 2021 from private companies. She thinks that is going to help address these root causes of migration. Later on today, we are also going to see her here at the White House hosting the president of Guatemala.
Russia launched more missiles today at Kyiv. Ukrainian officials say two were shot down, but five people were injured. The U.S. rejects Russia's claim Ukraine was involved in the plot in Friday's terror attack that killed more than 130 people in Russia. Four suspects were in court.
Three of the suspects were marched bent double into court. The fourth brought in a wheelchair and appeared to lose consciousness. All appear to have been beaten. Their faces are bruised, and Russian media reports at least one suffered electric shocks during interrogation. According to court statements, two of the suspects admit committing an act of terrorism.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Federal authorities are now pressuring banks to spy on the transactions of conservatives. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is yet another reason why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
Well, former President Trump deals with that nearly $500 million appeal bond. His social media company is poised to go public this week at the stock market.
The former president could own shares of a publicly traded Truth Social that could earn billions, but he won't likely see that cash soon unless Digital World, which Truth Social is merging with, allows investors to sell their shares immediately. Meanwhile, the former president struggles to meet a legal bond before prosecutors seek to seize his assets. Eric Trump on Fox's Sunday Morning Future says that could hurt business.
People invest in America from all over the planet because they know we're the safe harbor, that this kind of stuff can't exist.
Former President Trump lashed out at New York Attorney General Letitia James, whom he says prosecuted him for doing nothing wrong. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling before today's trading. The Sweet 16 is set in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament.
For only the fifth time in NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament history, the number one and number two seeds from all four regional brackets have advanced to the regional semifinals. Top seed Purdue beat Utah by 39 points Sunday. Top seed and reigning champion UConn won by 17 against Northwestern, which was held to 58 points. Top seed Houston, not an easy game. Cougars outscored by Texas A&M 17-5 over the final minutes in regulation. The Aggies hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to force overtime, but Houston held on to win 100-95. Other NCAA winners Sunday, San Diego State, Alabama, Duke, Marquette, and Clemson, which took out a third seed, Baylor.
That's Fox's Jared Max. That win for Purdue was actually over Utah State. In the women's tournament, a two seed, Ohio State got knocked out by Duke. Another second seed, Stanford, beat Iowa State in overtime. Top seeds, South Carolina and Texas won easily to advance to the Sweet 16, along with Baylor, Colorado, LSU, and Oregon State. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. An Illinois House Committee approving Governor Pritzker's massive health insurance reform proposal. Among other features, that proposal would make Illinois the first state in the country to ban prior authorization for inpatient adult and children's mental health care. Supporters say it would also prohibit step therapy, in which insurance companies push patients to accept less effective drug treatments. Lawmakers in Springfield discussing two proposals that would provide parents with tax credits for child care. One would give parents a state tax credit equaling 25% of the federal child care tax credit for every child under 13. Another, giving parents who have children between the ages of 3 and 5 tax credits for preschool. Illinois Community College Board calculating a 5.1% increase in total enrollment for the statewide system in their spring enrollment report. That makes it the third largest headcount increase to the state's community college system in the last 15 years. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, and I'm Stevie J, and there's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
And we're all pretty jacked, Mr. Weatherman.
Absolutely.
We made the Sweet 16.
I would suspect so.
George W. Bush was the president the last time we did this.
2005.
Come on, man. It was, the triplets are turning 27. They were 7.
Right. Ah. Sweet 16, baby.
This is what 20 years ago, right?
I believe 19 years ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was so fun.
I would have had a five-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, let's enjoy and let's get ready, because now you won the weekend that you kind of needed to win, and you got that done. Now we go, and it's like, okay, we got some great opponents. Iowa State, really, really good. And then if you win that game, you get UConn. So, yeah. Okay. Fine.
Top-rated offense versus top-rated defense, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think we passed UConn over the weekend, unless UConn made a move last night. They might have against Northwestern. They look tough. So it's Iowa State, Illinois, but we play at 10 o'clock Eastern time Thursday.
9:09.
A 10:09 Eastern.
What day of the week, buddy?
Thursday night,
weekend, right?
Thursday night, yeah.
Thursday. Is it 9:09 or 8:10?
9:09 our time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's people. The late game.
Come on, man. Somebody's got to work Friday.
We could just do the show from, like, our beds.
Yeah, that's what we should.
There we go.
Meteorologist Greg Solier brought to you this morning by Carl.
Carl says, you deserve the best in heart care. Carl Heart and Vascular Institute specializes in care to keep your heart healthy and happy. Visit carl.org to learn more.
All right, my friend, what are you seeing here Easter week?
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's very much a spring-like and proper Easter feel around here this morning, already well into the 50s. And boy, hold on to the Easter basket and bonnet if you already have that ready to go for this weekend, because it will be blown northward into Wisconsin easily. 55 will it in Savoy, 53 Rantoul, 55 over at Danville, 52 at Bloomington-Normal. The wind's just getting going now at south-southeast, 23 gusting 35 miles per hour, probably some hits above 50. Expected today, tonight. I know we have the wind advisory in effect here through Champaign, Vermilion counties on southward till midnight. Would think that's going to get extended or realigned somehow. And there's wet weather. Some shower activity back along the Illinois, then the little east of St. Louis. Widespread rains down through southwestern and southern Missouri, eastern Oklahoma. Want snow? Plenty of it. Across Wisconsin, Minnesota over the past weekend. Snowing up there again for this morning. No sign of that coming our way with this particular weather system. But the wind will at 20 to 30, gust 50 to 55, and a high up near 65. A couple of showers around this morning. Scattered showers this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms tonight. Probably half to maybe an inch worth of rain. And a low down to about 54. Again, a south wind to southeast hitting 50 miles per hour. A little swing southwest gusting to 45 miles per hour tomorrow. Some scattered showers. Maybe a rumble of thunder in the morning. A couple of drops of rain in the afternoon. We'll bottom out colder at 31 tomorrow night. Partly sunny, colder. A little below average for the day Wednesday at 47. Back up to around average Thursday at 55. Good Friday high of 64 over the Easter holiday weekend. What's left of it, 67 on Saturday, 61 on Sunday. There will be a little rain around, not a complete wash by any means, but more wet weather is ahead for early next week as well, with temperatures still close to the 60-degree mark. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Yeah, we got lots more on the Illinois move to the Sweet 16. Lots of fun all week long. Lots of Brad Underwood, some Coleman, got some Marcus. All here. You'll hear that all coming up. And then anything else, you can come to the Fisher National Bank text line, 217-359-2255. Little stories that you might have. Did you go to the airport when they arrived? They did not come back on Saturday night. They came back Sunday. Some people went to Flightstar. They were there. Saw some stuff on Facebook. Well, our friend Raven. How are you, Raven Harrison? She's a political strategist, former congressional candidate, author of Raven's Mantle, Fighting the Betrayal of America. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear your voice.
Nice to have you back. We appreciate it. So does Donald Trump have the 450-some million right. he needs today to not get the locks and chains on Trump Tower?
Well, he likely does, but they're going to continue to come at this. So after destroying his Eighth Amendment right, that wards against asking for half a billion dollars worth of bail for victimless, you know, civil trial before his appeal has been heard. He has managed to come up with it, but now the judge is going to ask that his finances be monitored, quote, monitored, for the next 3 years, which is a complete infringement on the rest of his civil rights. But that's where we are right now. They are desperate and pathetic, and they're going to continue to throw everything in the kitchen sink at this man.
Do you think this has become, like, almost common that they're out to get him? Do you think the public, if I go to the mall, will anybody be aware of this?
Well, I think so, but I think it brings in the old saying, what you fear, you create. It's because they have given him inadvertently, by attacking him nonstop, they put him in the press. Nonstop, he gets more popular, he raises more money. They've come at him, and what's really interesting is how many of these criminals have had to come out of the woodwork to try to go after him. Letitia James is worth $15 million.
What?
How do you do that on a government salary of $227,000? How is she worth $15 million? But see, this is where we are. And she campaigned on communism. She campaigned not on, you know, really serving the people of New York. She campaigned on getting Trump, as many others did. And that should have been the first indication to people of what we're doing. I tell people, if you think this is just, take his name out and put yours in and see if this still sounds like justice or if this sounds like communism.
I mean, if Donald Trump wins and he nominates an attorney general and they go through the hearings and all that, and the guy sitting there in the hearing room says, I am going to get those Bidens. Wouldn't that be inappropriate? I mean, it just doesn't. You flip everything. You go, wait a minute. That's not what my attorney general ought to do, is get the political opponent. That's a banana republic.
Correct. And you'd be able to hear that whining from space.
No
if
question.
If you heard that. That's what we need to be mindful of, is it's not, these are not just Donald Trump's rights. These are our rights. If the government can just say, hey, you know, Stevie and Daya, you guys committed a crime, and I'm going to ask for $2 million in bond, and even though there's no victim, this can't happen. This is, you know, we're next. When they're done with Trump, we are next. If he can't withstand this assault, we won't have a chance, and we have to push back.
Well, I think, we'll see what happens. But the whole thing, my barometer is, if I flip everything, and if Eric Trump were having the problems at Hunter Biden has, I mean, again, the coverage would be different. But I secretly think MSNBC and CNN and the rest of the main media, I think they want Trump. I mean, that's, they actually have ratings when Trump's in office. I mean, they go from barely to like real ratings because they got red meat again. I think the executives want Trump. They'll do everything they can to make it sound like they're anti-Trump. And then the whole anti-Trump, the red meat thing. And then they'll cover every protest at every corner in America that they're not doing now.
Well, they'll do that anyway. I mean, that's all CNN ever talks about, is Trump, Trump, Trump. It doesn't matter what it is. Uh-huh. Hey, the sky is blue. And, you know, by the way, you know, so that's where they are. But what's funny about that is, I think also it's to protect their credibility. It's, you know, they have put this out there. They've gone to great lengths to credibility by trying to protect Biden and trying to issue this double standard. So I think part of it is them trying to invest in continuing to make people think they are credible journalists.
Yeah. Raven Harrison, how can people connect with you?
They can find me at ravenharrison.com, and things coming out. So it's going to be a wild week coming up.
Yeah. Okay, thanks so much. Appreciate you being on. Raven Harrison this morning on the Tapman's Towing phone line. ESPN 93.5 at 7:15. Diane Ducey, Sports
Alliance. You know, when we got here, of course, we're talking all about the great game against Duquesne. And 89-63 was the final. And now the buzz is Thursday from Boston. That's a 9:09 tip for these Sweet 16 games for our Illini.
All right, so it's better, I think probably better than at 11 a.m. because
maybe
I think the older these guys, basketball guys between 18 and 25 years old, probably prefer a later night than they would. And now they got all day to do whatever, watch ball games or whatever they do. So they'd probably be a little anxious all day, I would think. Mm-hmm. But to get to play in Boston, it's called the TD Garden. But some of us older people remember the Boston Garden, where the famous Boston Celtics and the parquet floor and all
that.
The floor is still parquet.
Awesome.
But they tore down the old Boston Garden in 1995. So this is the new TD Garden. It's still home of the Celtics and the Boston Bruins hockey. I mean, that's where they play.
Okay.
So this is a kind of an iconic area of downtown Boston, North End, I think. So it's kind of cool. I can't remember Illinois ever playing in Boston, Massachusetts. I mean, maybe we have, but boy, I can't remember.
The game will be on TBS, I'm finding out. So I think that's a pretty universal network. CBS is...
TBS, TNT.
Right.
It's all the same.
And then that True TV was part of that too,
yeah, it's all part of the same thing. And then they have the marquee games on CBS, and Channel 3 has that.
Right.
But no, this is all non-Peacock. So
we don't necessarily have to subscribe,
no.
Hopefully for you. Illinois women moving on.
Yes, good job.
And they beat Stony Brook, an 18-point win. So they'll take on a number 3 seed at Tulsa in Tulsa on Thursday. Now, we're not hearing the time, but I bet it's not as late as 9:09.
I wouldn't think so.
So if it was, you know, 6 or 7, that'd be perfect.
Yep.
Because we could have a doubleheader of Illini women, then Illini men on the TV to support in this postseason, which is
the women in this tournament get on TV. It'll be probably.
I see.
Don't think it's got TV coverage for this one. I don't think.
The Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament is what it's a part of. So earlier in the day on Thursday, we'll have a 6:09 start for Clemson, number 6 seed, and number 2 seed Arizona at 6:39. It's San Diego State against UConn, and then Alabama and North Carolina will be going at it at 8:39 on Thursday, and then our game is at 9:09. So then Friday at 6:09, we've got North Carolina State and Marquette. I know Father Joe's grinning from ear to ear this morning.
Well, he's also grinning because Shaka Smart's not leaving.
Right.
Their coach was rumored to be the Michigan guy, but Michigan went out and hired Dusty May. And that's the head coach of Florida Atlantic,
okay,
who we beat at Madison Square Garden.
That's right.
But Dusty got himself $18 million over the next 5 years, $3.75 a year.
Whoa.
But he's a good coach. So here's another good coach that have joined the Big Ten. Oh, great.
Gonzaga and Purdue will then happen on Friday. And then Duke and Houston and Creighton and Tennessee to round up that lineup.
It's a chalk kind of a tournament, meaning the favorites have really carried this so far. Our weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
They remind you so many great programs when it comes to the summer. Get your camps lined up now, or if you'd like a side hustle as a camp counselor or a lifeguard, now's the time to explore those options at urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity off and running on an active one and increasingly moisture laden with primarily widespread rain shower thunderstorm activity contend with over the next 24 hours or so. Plenty of wind as well. Nice uptick to spring levels on temperatures back to more realistic levels, if perhaps a bit cooler than that, by the middle parts of the week. Another recovery towards Easter holiday weekend and ramping up in the moisture department again early next week as well. Up to 65 with a couple of showers breaking out in spots this morning, more so this afternoon. South wind gusting to 45 miles per hour both today, tonight, as well as tomorrow. Lows tonight down to 54. Showers and thunderstorms for the day tomorrow. Some shower activity in the morning. Windy and cooler for the afternoon, around 61 and falling temperatures. Partly sunny, colder, 47 on Wednesday. Thursday up to 55, though 64 on Good Friday. And over the Easter holiday weekend, there may be a touch of rain, highs near 67 on Saturday, lower 60s for Easter Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Novo Nordisk, the drug company known for diabetes and weight loss drugs Wegovy and Ozempic, is expanding into treatments for cardiovascular disease. It's buying Cardior Pharmaceuticals for $1.1 billion. Google says it will continue to defend the way it complies with Europe's Digital Market Act in coming months. The statement follows the European Union revealing that Google's parent Alphabet, Apple, and Meta platforms are all being investigated over whether they are in compliance with the act, which took effect earlier this month. And the European Union is objecting to Deutsche Lufthansa's acquisition of a minority stake in ITA Airways, formerly known as Alitalia, with concerns it could impact competition. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window, a proud member of Prairie Home Alliance. A new front door can instantly upgrade the look of your home and make it more energy efficient. The Kramer Siding and Window team can also install French doors to your deck or patio, welcoming the outside in, or storm doors for an extra layer of protection against the elements. The estimate is free, financing is available, and the business is local. Schedule your beautiful new door today and save 25%. Call us, click on kramersiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, you get the whole store.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yes, we are still kind of buzzing happy way from Illinois making it to the Sweet 16. I had said... and everybody has said that you just somehow have got to win two games.
Yeah.
And we did it, and I was just fine. It was a little stressful in the first half of the first game with Morehead State.
Yeah.
And then it was fun.
Yeah.
The rest of the time was just fun. We dominated the second half of Morehead State, and then Duquesne, who came out and beat BYU, who was favored. It was over.
Yeah.
It was so fun. I enjoyed it so much.
Me too.
I just love those.
And, you know, the celebration in the locker room with the super soaker that Brett Underwood had when he came in with his goggles on. Hilarious.
How do we get the story of the... did somebody bring those?
I don't know. But that really took it up a notch when it comes to people getting pelted with something liquid.
And you know Coleman Hawkins is behind whatever they're doing at the press conferences?
Yes, and they switched positions and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't.
They're having a good time.
They're having a good time, which is exactly what you want them to do. All right, Brad Underwood after the win against Duquesne.
What a great start to the ball game. I have so much respect
for Keith Amblot. What an unbelievable career. What a way for him to end his great win against BYU. Very, very talented team. I think they'd won 9 in a row and maybe 16 or 17 out of 19 or 20 to end the season. But these two guys, boy, they made a difference on the defensive side to start the game. They're two terrific guards I thought we did a good job on. And then we got out in transition. And when we get stops and rebound, we can be pretty special. So just kind of continued, a little lackadaisical to start the second half, letting them have three or four threes. But for the most part, you know, we got Marcus going in booty ball. You know, Coleman got us off to an elite start with his threes. You know, Terrence, those three guys, you know, pretty special players.
Start right here in the front row, Gina. Then there's one also on the left here. Go.
Jeremy Werner, on Inquirer. Brad, you said yesterday to ask you, what does it mean to get this monkey off your back, the program, and get to a Sweet 16, get to that next step?
Well, it's never been on my back. You guys have made that. These guys don't know anything about any of that. And I treat every team independently. I think for the program's sake, it's mind-blowing to me. And I think there's frustration that we had a one seed and got upset in this very game. But this program's elite. And to not be there in 18 or 19 years, to me, that's more mind-numbing. We had tough draws and a couple injuries, and you get beat. And that's the beauty of March Madness. But it feels good to be advancing with this group. I've said all along, this is one of my favorite teams to coach. If not the favorite, and on to Boston.
We're underdogs. We are underdogs against Iowa State. Okay. Iowa State's a 2. We're a 3. Coleman Hawkins, Marcus Damask, also in the room with Brad.
I'd love to hear from both Coach and Marcus, if possible, here. For Coach, a lot of people say this is a guards tournament. So just how important is it to have Marcus, you know, being the engine of this offense, and was that a point of emphasis to go out and get a guy like him in the offseason? And then for Marcus, just how much pride do you take in making this offense go?
Yeah, I think that we had a lot of ideas when we recruited Marcus. We knew how good a player he was. And between Marcus and Ty, Nico Moretti, I've said all along, I felt like our point guard position was in great hands. And Coleman gives us an unbelievable luxury as a 5-man who can really handle and alleviate pressure. So it wasn't about having that position. It was about being able to put guys in position to take advantage of mismatches and put them in positions to be successful. And Marcus's basketball IQ, Ty's basketball IQ, Coleman's basketball IQ, those allow us to be able to get away with, quote unquote, if you guys want to label it, the non-traditional point guard. He's as much a point guard as anybody that's in this field. You know, and the triple-double last game proved that.
Can you remind me what my question was?
Just how much pride you take in making this offense one of the best offenses in the country go the way it does?
Yeah, you know, I don't really consider myself like the engine of the offense. I think that's what you said. When you play along guys like, you know, Coleman, Terrence, and the list goes on, you know, we just get the ball to where we want to get it to. You know, some days that's me, some days that's Cole, some days that's TJ. You know, it's just, you know, we're just out there playing basketball, really. And I think Coach has done a really good job of just getting the ball to where it needs to and allowing us to use our strengths. And I think that's why our offense is so successful, because everyone uses their strengths really well.
Every now and then you get a team that just melds together, mm-hmm. and this is one of those, mm-hmm. and it doesn't happen every year.
Right.
Well, boy, I tell you, you got a high character man like Marcus Damask, who's very high character, and then he turns out to be that good at basketball. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Coleman's had his best year. Terrence Shannon is, I think, wowing the scouts of what his speed and quickness do when he attacks the basket. It's unbelievable how fast he gets to the basket.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got our hands full with Iowa State. They pounded UConn. They've pounded people. Didn't they pound Houston? Was it Houston? I think Houston they beat by 30.
Really?
Iowa State beat Houston by 30.
Okay.
So that was like 2 weeks ago. So this is a really good team.
Oh, boy.
We have our hands full.
Uh-huh.
But we're here, and let's see if we can keep it going.
Thursday, 9:09 from Boston.
Let's go. All right, back with more in a moment. It is 7:30. Got more cuts to play as well. ESPN 93.5.
Your spring cleaning can make a big difference, and not just in your own home. As you declutter this spring, please consider donating to the Habitat Restore, located at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign. The Restore is happy to take your gently used furniture, tools, home decor, appliances, and more to help fund Habitat's mission to build affordable homes with local families in need of safe and decent housing. Drop your items off during business hours or complete the form on our website at cuhabitat.org.
For President Trump to cover the roughly $500 million civil fraud judgment against him in New York State or potentially have assets seized.
New York Judge Arthur Engoron determined that former President Trump lied about the value of Trump properties to obtain better loans and insurance policies. About the former president's liable for $454 million, over $100,000 in interest has accrued each day it's unpaid. The former president's attorneys tried to post bond on the amount so they could appeal the case, but none of the surety companies would do it, citing the high amount.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Big storms hitting much of the middle of the country.
Heavy snow and strong winds combined are bringing blizzard conditions from the Rockies to the upper Midwest. Some areas could see over a foot of snow, and the strong winds will make it difficult, if not impossible, to travel.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. There are 100,000 homes and businesses still without power in Maine since a storm on Saturday. It was 200,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign School Board met to discuss recent resignations of two of its members. Board members say the two vacancies must be filled by May, and the application information for candidates will be posted soon. Former Vice President Jamar Brown resigned earlier this month, and board member Mark T. submitted his resignation last week. Unemployment claims fell last week in Illinois by more than 500 over the previous week. Last week, new jobless claims fell to a little more than 7,500, compared with more than 8,100 the previous week. Nationally, claims for unemployment fell to 210,000. Illinois is the least tax-friendly state in the country. MoneyGeek conducted the study that revealed the dubious distinction. The Personal Finance Site calculated the tax burden on the average citizen. Illinois also ranked 50th with the average annual property tax set at about $9,000. The state that's considered the most tax-friendly is Nevada. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jill Miller.
Check our weather forecast. Meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Your premier provider for home improvements. Specializing in siding, window, doors, roofing, outdoor living. Visit KramerSiding.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday, classic spring storminess across the heartland and the Corn Belt. And for East Central Illinois, wind and rainfall over the next 24 hours. Snow back into the plains and through the upper Midwest. Today, windy, turning milder. Note the wind advisory in effect right through tomorrow, with a cloudy sky developing today and some scattered showers and thunderstorms breaking out as the later morning and afternoon wears on. Perhaps no more than a few sprinkles early on today at best. Highs up to 65. The south wind 20 to 30, gusts to 45. Miles per hour. Widespread showers, couple of thunderstorms for tonight through tomorrow morning. Lows tonight down to 54, up to 61 tomorrow morning, then falling temperatures in the afternoon. The southeast to south winds at 20 to 30, gusts to 45 miles per hour, will swing southwest tomorrow by afternoon. Windy, colder, down to 31 tomorrow night, partly sunny, 47 on Wednesday, 55 Thursday, good Friday high 64, into the 60s over the Easter holiday weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and maybe some rainfall as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
It seems like the cost of everything is on the rise, but Erie Insurance can help make sure your auto insurance premium isn't one of them. Avoid rate increases with Erie Rate Lock. Even if you have a claim, your rates won't go up until you change a car, driver, or address.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Erie Rate Lock is not available in all states. Other conditions and limitations at erieinsurance.com. Go to erieinsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
Okay, cue man. You got to keep playing it. Just keep playing it. Yeah. For the last 19 years, I have been oblivious to weekend number two of the NCAA tournament because Illinois has not been in it in week two.
Who cares about their stinking postseason?
Exactly, exactly. So now all of a sudden, I care.
We're all in.
I lost 2, 4, 6. I guess I only lost one Final Eight team. And then I had Kentucky in the Final Eight. I did not have Baylor, even though Baylor lost, so that I didn't have them going very far. I had them winning two. But Clemson. Anybody have Clemson? Who had Clemson?
Right.
They're a football school.
How will they do against Arizona Thursday at 6:09?
I have all eight of my Final Eight and all four of my Final Four. I got this. All of them are still good.
Okay.
Because I picked the favorites.
Well, you're looking good.
Well, it's called chalk.
Right.
And everybody can pick favorites.
But you did have Kentucky or no?
Didn't. I had Kentucky to the... Yes, I've lost one Final Eight. That was Kentucky. I have seven of my eight. But I have, you know.
And what did you think of that game with Kentucky and Oakland?
It was just one of those great stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was Oakland, who's from Rochester, Michigan. Oakland was in Champaign playing us in December.
Is that right?
We played that team, and it was a darn good game. We only beat them by 10.
Okay.
They have a kid named Jack Golke, probably one of the stories of the tournament.
Right. I mean, he's shooting so many threes. Obviously, with him shooting so many, well, he's going to make a few.
The kid, you know how many stars he had? You go 1 through 5 stars to rate a player.
Okay.
Jack Golke was a zero. He was Devin Witherspoon. Is that his name? Devin Witherspoon?
Yeah. Our football guy who went on unnoticed and
zero stars.
Now is a big star.
So Jack Golke played at Hillsdale College. Hmm. What's that? He played for 4 years at Hillsdale and then got a chance to play for Oakland, which was a Division II school when their coach took over 40 years ago.
Wow.
The coach has been there 40 years. Has there ever been a coach 40 years at one school in the modern age?
That's some experience there.
I don't think you ever stay at a school that
Wow.
long. Who survives
that
40 years?
That could be a record.
Well, he took the program, a Division II program. This is Oakland I'm talking about,
uh-huh.
who beat Kentucky. He took over the program when he was 28. It was a D2 school. Nobody.
Right.
And now it's D1, and they won. But anyway, this Jack Golke comes in, and it's 10 three-pointers. 10. And he starts out against whoever they lost to, NC State, and made some more,
right.
at least four more.
Right.
Anyway, North Carolina
State. The Golden Grizzlies.
Beat Oakland, ended that, but they went over Kentucky. Kentucky had four NBA players. So John Calipari obviously has taken heat over the weekend. Oh, that's right. He has a lifetime contract.
Oh, he does?
Lifetime contract.
Okay, so they're just going to ride the storm out.
There's nothing they can do. The only way they can get him out is to make him athletic director, and that means he'd get to hire the next coach.
I see.
It's just one of those deals where you got what you got.
Wow.
71% of the people that go to Kentucky get drafted in the NBA. 73% get a second contract. So they get NBA players.
Uh-huh.
You're saying, well, why can't they win? Well, therein lies, you know. Are you able to coach NBA guys like that?
Right.
Are they listening to you? Are you capable? Anyway, we'll just let them figure it out because they get all the amazing McDonald All-Americans that go to Kentucky because they want to go to the league. That's all they want to do. Meanwhile, we've got a pretty normal-looking bracket, really. San Diego State's a 5. They play UConn. Illinois is a 3. They play the 2, Iowa State. Carolina's the 1. They play Alabama, who's a 4. That's normal. I guess the other side, Clemson, was a 6. They probably shouldn't have beaten Baylor, but they did. It was close. Arizona's a 2. That's normal.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, you got Houston and Duke. That's pretty exactly how it's supposed to go.
Okay.
And then North Carolina State is certainly the Cinderella at this point. To win 5 in a row to get in the tournament by winning the ACC, that wasn't supposed to happen. And then they've won 2 more? Can they really do this?
But they've got Marquette.
I don't think they'll beat Marquette, but North Carolina State's a real basketball team now. They're very good.
Man, Purdue, 106-67.
Yeah, Purdue plays Gonzaga. Who went to sleep on Gonzaga? You know, Gonzaga has made 9 Sweet 16s in a row.
Wow.
In a row? I'm talking about the last time I was there is George W. Bush.
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding me? So Gonzaga and Purdue, I wouldn't discount that at all. I think Gonzaga's good. They pounded Kansas. And then you have
Tennessee and Creighton's going to be Friday night.
That's a normal. I did actually I had Creighton losing to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Who had South Carolina to win any games? Yikes. And then I got Tennessee, Purdue, Kentucky, Houston, and that side for my eight. UConn, Illinois, North Carolina, Arizona. I got the same dang bracket. Sean Harrington, former Illini, must have copied mine because we have exactly the same Final Four.
I see.
Exactly the same national championship and exactly the same national championship.
Okay.
Come on, Sean, quick copy it. I have Illinois pounding Houston in the national title game. Okay, so we play Iowa State. We're 2.5-point underdogs. The game is 9:09.
Yes.
And in reality, isn't it a half hour after the last game ends? I mean, that's when they try.
That's true.
And then they bump it whatever is appropriate to give the teams a proper warm-up. But everything's changed. Everything's changed. I mean, everybody wants to talk to our guys now. It's amazing the media now all over the press room, how coordinated you heard the guy say, okay, we'll go there.
Right.
Gina, hand the microphone over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and then they have a time limit. It's like 15 minutes.
Yes.
And then you're out the door. So it's just an unusual spot to be in, and we're just all rooting for the Fighting Illini to keep it going. And Iowa State will be Illinois and Marquette. Okay. It's just that game. Can we win? Yeah. What if you turn it over? You're not going to win. What if you miss free throws? You're not going to win. I mean,
yep.
Texas A&M and Houston was an amazing basketball game. It was 1.2 seconds left. Texas A&M down 3. They somehow constructed a play where the guy threw it in, tied it, went to overtime.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. At the buzzer, they're screaming, they're running on the floor. It's overtime. You think Texas A&M would have won had they not missed 16 free throws? Texas A&M went to overtime, lost to number one Houston, and they missed 16 free throws.
My goodness.
So you can't do that. You can't have one of those games where sometimes this year Illinois couldn't make any baskets.
Oh, and that's so frustrating. You're just kicking yourself on the free throws.
But this team is having fun. They really are. They're comfortable enough to joke around in the press room when they leave and all the stuff they're doing with, I'm sure, 99.999%. It's Coleman Hawkins coming up with all this stuff. But it's fun. They're kind of standing up like military and straightening the chairs leaving in uniform.
That's right.
Just funky, fun stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's really, really cool. But now everybody wants to talk to you. Now it's a game. But from now on, it's Illinois Marquette. It's Illinois Tennessee. It's Illinois Purdue. This is level we're playing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's no goofing around, no having flat spots. No, otherwise, you're gone. Iowa State is really, really good. They're favored by 2.5 over the way we're playing. That tells a lot about Iowa State.
So when it comes to other Big Ten schools, I know Indiana State beat Minnesota in the NIT, and Utah took down Iowa 91-82. So, but Michigan State, is there any Big Ten teams besides Purdue?
I mean, Ohio State was in the NIT. I don't know if they're still going, but that went on. One of the, you know, Charles Barkley and all the guys on the panel.
Yeah.
Clark Kellogg said, well, my team's still in it, Ohio State. And Charles went, what? He said, you know what the NIT stands for? Not in tournament.
Oh, wow.
Clark Kellogg played at Ohio State.
I see.
And Charles Barkley played at Auburn. They got beat.
Uh-huh.
And how many of us older people remember Bruce Pearl? And he coaches Auburn.
Right.
But I think Auburn had a better chance probably to beat UConn. UConn is, really,
UConn.
Really good.
Yeah. Well, and we're happy about our women advancing with an 18-point win, 79-62, over Stony Brook yesterday. And a good crowd at the State Farm Center from what I'm hearing.
Excellent.
So they'll be playing Thursday against 3-seed Tulsa out there in Tulsa. We also have Eugene Country Club hosting the Duck Invitational for our golf team today, ranked number 21. That's today and tomorrow. So when it comes to baseball, Illinois beat Indiana 15-8. They won 2 out of 3 with some hot bats to get that series going against the Hoosiers. And Nebraska had some weather issues for our softball team, just to get you up to date with other Illini news.
Well, we got Illinois basketball again. We mentioned 9:09 Thursday night for the game against Iowa State. In baseball, remember the Cubs and Cardinals open Thursday?
Yes.
And that's, of course, Cardinals have to open at L.A. and San Diego really hard.
Right.
Cubs, I think they get Texas. The world champion. World champion Texas Rangers.
Yes, that's right.
You hear all the Cubs on U.S. 105.9. You hear all the Cardinals right here on ESPN 93.5. So here in the tournament, at this point, Do seeds matter? Coleman Hawkins.
I feel like the seeds don't matter as soon as the ball is tipped in that first round. I feel like that's evident every year. I feel like as soon as the ball is tipped, anybody can beat anybody. You know, whatever team plays the hardest, you know, and it's an imperfect game, and to try to base it off of seeds is kind of bizarre, because there's so many great players that play in the tournament, so many great teams. All of them are chasing that one common goal, and everyone's going to compete extra hard. So I feel like the seeding's out the window in that first round, really. It's game on.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've been a 14-1. I've been a 12-1. I've been a 1-1. I think it's more about how you're playing. I think it's about the matchup. I think so many little factors that go involved. I think it's what makes this March Madness so unique is, you know, we've now seen 16s beat ones in this thing. So, our task is we've got in front of us a team that was seeded higher than us. Okay, we've played in the Big Ten. We've played some of the very best teams that the basketball has to offer. We've played a great schedule. We've been on the road. That's what you do all those things for, is to prepare yourselves for these moments.
Yep. Okay. A few more cuts. I got a bunch here this morning that can't play too many of that now.
Now, I left the hockey game, Champaign Police and Champaign Fire 1-1 at the ice rink on Saturday night. What a blast. That battle of the benches is a whole lot of fun. I'd never been to a hockey game, Stevie, so this was all new territory for me. Nick Milner had a grasp of what was happening because he was the main announcer and provided all the sound. And when I entered, had the starting lineups, had Thunderstruck from AC/DC pulsating underneath me. And so it was a really fun kind of show, expo, fundraiser. I'm wearing my Battle of the Badges shirt right now.
See that right now.
And Amber Oberheim and her team with the Peacemaker Project 703. Such a blast on Saturday night. So I want to thank everybody for coming out and supporting United Way with their emergency shelter. Sue Gray with the honorary puck drop. And we were trying not to fall in the middle of the ice. They did have some mats that they had laid down for us to walk out on the ice. So I was
good,
thankful.
Good.
Because
yeah,
that would have been really ugly if I were to hit the ice. So in any case, it was a really fun time. And to be able to come home and relax and unwind and watch that great game beating Duquesne was awesome.
Yep. It really was. And it just, I guess I was really stunned by how easy. Because if you think back on the Illini basketball season, can you name, outside of November, December, can you name an easy one? Home against Northwestern when we shot 70%.
Right.
We beat them by 30.
Yeah.
But
fun.
Outside of that, I can't think of one. I guess on the road, frankly, on the road, I thought we had easier times than at home. So I was just braced for, oh, no, Duquesne's doing.
Right.
It wasn't even close. And this is, it's a good basketball
right.
team. We're just playing very well. And we get out on the open court. We guarded hard. It was really, really good. Anyway, feel free to chime in what you saw, what we're missing. There's always little anecdotal stories. I just love those. 217-359-2255. You can call or you can text on the Fisher National Bank text line. We would love to know all the tidbits. I thought they'd come home Saturday night. They did not. Stayed at the hotel. If you saw some of the social media in the hotel, everybody lined up in the hotel. And that had to be, 10, 11 at night.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking with the band there, hey, I'm trying to sleep here at the hotel. What's going on? Could you turn it down?
Can you imagine?
No, you'd hear.
If you were in town for business or something and had a big presentation.
No, but it's just, you're in the wrong town at the wrong time.
It's March Madness, baby.
Yeah, no, you don't stay at that hotel. You're not staying with the teams.
That's right.
They wouldn't have a room anyway. So anyway, it was a party time, and there were a lot of Illini fans that made that trip. That it was just fun to see. And, I love seeing the crowd shots because inevitably I'll see faces I know.
Yeah.
And that's cool. And then they had the big MD-80, whatever that plane was that came into FlightStar.
Yeah.
Where'd they get that? I mean, it's a charter, but it looked like a lot of seats. I'm going to say 150 seats.
Cool.
I mean, that's when you can load up and take care of the people that take care of you kind
right,
of thing.
Right, right.
And get them seats in a hotel. I mean, you get when you give a lot of money, you can get schmoozed.
Right.
And that's a great way for the guys and people at U of I to schmooze their top donors. And that's awesome because they love that.
Uh-huh.
Being asked to go to a tournament game in the NCAA and sit was as close as the Illini, you know, faithful got to sit. It was way down there.
Right.
So very, very fun, very cool. Now we keep going, we hope. But again, from now on, just think we're playing Marquette, Tennessee, Purdue. I mean, that's a lineup.
It's high end.
It's high
baby.
End. It's a national championship that we are legitimately fighting for. And again, you can't have an off one. You just can't.
Right.
But if you play like we've been playing, and I put the poster example of it as second half, Big Ten tournament, Nebraska, where we scored 58 points. I mean, nobody beats us. Period. I don't care who you got, Houston, Connecticut, they could merge and they could beat the team that was in second half Nebraska. That was as good as we can be.
Right.
But you got to play near that from now on or you go home. And we all know that. That's how it works.
Exactly.
All right, it's 7:51.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
All right, our weather with Greg brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC. We are...
They had a great event with the Soccer Planet after four on Saturday. Oh, yeah. And now they're focusing on Illinois Marathon with the kids run right there in Memorial Stadium that last weekend of April. So take note of all the fun Busey is having.
Yeah, they are. Been around since 1868. All right, here's Greg.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ann vicinity off and running on an active one and increasingly moisture-laden with primarily widespread rain shower thunderstorm activity to contend with over the next 24 hours or so. Plenty of wind as well. Nice uptick to spring levels on temperatures back to more realistic levels, if perhaps a bit cooler than that. By the middle parts of the week, another recovery towards Easter holiday weekend and ramping up in the moisture department again early next week as well. Up to 65 with a couple of showers breaking out in spots this morning, more so this afternoon. South wind gusting to 45 miles per hour both today, tonight, as well as tomorrow. Lows tonight down to 54. Showers and thunderstorms for the day tomorrow. Some shower activity in the morning. Windy and cooler for the afternoon around 61 and falling temperatures. Partly sunny, colder 47 on Wednesday. Thursday up to 55 though, 64 on Good Friday. And over the Easter holiday weekend there may be a touch of rain. Highs near 67 on Saturday. Lower 60s for Easter Sunday. For Stevie J. Brock casting meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switched to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hi, this is Troy Lands from Lands Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. With colder temperatures here, let's make sure your heating system is operating at its best. At Lands, you can join our comfort family and get exclusive savings and support to keep your heating system in tip-top shape this winter and all year round. Our plans offer tune-ups, discounts on repair, and even lifetime system enhancements. Plus, we back up our equipment with labor warranty when we install it. Find out more about our comfort family maintenance plans at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Yep, I love playing clips after we win basketball games.
Mm-hmm. I mean, every time we step on the court, I don't know.
This is Marcus DeMass.
Thank you.
Can you beat Iowa State? I mean, really? They beat Houston by 30.
I mean, every time we step on the court, I don't ever feel like an underdog. You know, no matter who we're playing, I think with this group of guys, we can always go out and beat anyone in the country. So, I mean, I'm really not looking at the seeds. I'm looking at Iowa State, who they have, and how we're going to win.
Same. It's every game's in it. When you've got a group that's veteran, when you've got a group that's old, they know each other. They know how to play. I don't ever go in. I go in with a feeling that of respect for the opponent and how good they are and what they do. But I never go in with the mindset that. Oh, we got no chance. Maybe if we were playing the Celtics or somebody in Boston, I might feel a little different. But we've shown we can play with the best.
Yeah, it's Iowa State. I mean, I'd be doing the Stevie J on them. I'd be going, man, you guys beat Houston by 30? Are you guys, when you win this, are you gonna have a parade? Do you think they have a parade up there in Ames? Is that where you're from, Ames? I mean, I'm thinking about getting a VRBO up there because you're so famous.
That's basketball.
That's what I would do. I mean, I'd be doing all that because
there you go. You're reverse trash talking.
No, I mean,
too.
If you beat Houston by 25 or 30 points, I mean, seriously, that's unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
That is just unbelievable. So, this is a very, very good Iowa State team that could win the national championship.
Okay,
they're very, very good. So, let's get them.
Marcus, you're first, please.
I feel good about our team. You know, I think we're hitting our stride and turning in the right direction. You know, you always want to start playing your best basketball come March, and I think we're doing that. So, you know, I feel confident. You know, Iowa State's a really good team, so we got to play our best to beat them.
Yeah, I mean, I feel really confident in this team because I feel like there's still something missing that we haven't reached yet. I think there's a whole nother level of intensity that we can play with, both offensively and defensively. I feel like there's moments where, you know, guys got to step up and knock down shots, and that's on me. And there's moments where we got to step up and lock in on defense and limit defensive mistakes. So I'm really confident in this team because, like I said, I feel like we got a whole nother level we can tap into for sure.
Well, if you do that, you're going to win it. I mean, again, you go back to our experiences in 89. Illinois went to Seattle to the Final Four.
Yeah.
It was after tumultuous second round when we played Louisville and Syracuse. Kenny Battle slipped on the floor at the Metrodome in Minneapolis. And he was treated all weekend and wasn't the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, there's blood on Kendall Gill's jersey. We beat Syracuse, his Final Four.
My goodness.
And we went to Seattle and we're flat.
Yeah.
We didn't have the spring. We played Michigan and we'd beat them twice handily.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat us. And they ended up winning the national title. And Lou Henson said, we were flat. It's hard to believe, but we were. But we spent too much energy on the weekend before.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all about all these little nuances. In 2005, what changed the game? Anybody remember? They called two fouls on James Augustine in the first 2 minutes.
I see.
Sean May, is that his name? Sean May? His dad also played in Indiana. This guy played in North Carolina. But one was a block, and then James got called for a charge. And had that been a foul on each, James had to sit down the rest of the half. And then Jack, what was his name? Jack Riley? Jack. Anyway, it was out of sorts. We spent so much energy coming back from 15 or 20 points down, but we had the ball. tie game, 70-70. Luther had a great look at three and missed. And so it comes down to itty-bitty things, but the dynamic of that national championship game in 05 changed when James Augustine got a second foul early in that game. So it's all about, you know, was that a block? Was that a charge? Man, they called two on Terrence. I mean, you call two fouls on Terrence Shannon, we're hurting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
Yeah, you're right.
And we play aggressive.
It takes the whole momentum.
Oh, I mean, it just... You have to have Terrence Shannon, mm-hmm. right? I mean, Jack Ingram.
You.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but it's so the little itty bitty things at this level, it's like, oh, the ball got tipped. Can you believe it? I mean, yeah. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
That's
and
why.
And then Augustine played 8 minutes.
So. It was just, yeah. So this time, you know, pretty good first weekend. Let's have no drama. Let's see if we can beat Iowa State and take our shot at UConn. And yeah, but we have a chance. So you're saying there's a chance? Yes, I am.
Absolutely.
The news is next. We'll be right back. My daughter, Gracie, is on next.
Awesome.
Stand by. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.